This week on the RV Podcast, we learn one of the best kept secrets for finding free places to overnight. Exactly what is Boondocker's Welcome?
Okay, it's a free overnight parking online service that matches up RVers with private property owners. Essentially, we've been dubbed driveway surfing for RVers.
Welcome, fellow travelers. It's time for another episode of the RV Podcast.
Answering your questions, sharing tips, suggesting great trips and off-the-beaten-path adventures, and always staying on top of the RV lifestyle news you need to know about with great interviews and inside industry information.
Here's your hosts, award-winning journalists Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, fellow travelers in the RV lifestyle. This is the RV Podcast, your guide to freedom and fun through RV travel. No matter what kind of an RV you have, whether it is a motorhome, a towable trailer, or a tent, even if you're just dreaming about getting an RV someday, this show is for you. Because here on this podcast, we talk about getting out there, enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting interesting people, boondocking, discovering fun places, and using the right gear and technology to enhance the RV lifestyle. So, welcome, fellow travelers. We are honored that you chose to put us in your ears this week. Now, like I said, coming up in this episode, we're going to have an interview with the folks behind Boondocker's Welcome, an excellent website that will let you find free places to overnight almost anywhere in North America. And there's a special incentive for it because they're going to increase their prices on the 15th of November 2019. So if you can act quick, you can get in and grandfathered in under that the current rate, which is a bargain price. So, but we thought it'd be great using that as kind of the news peg to introduce you to this service. We had them on a couple of years ago, and a lot of new people are in the podcast, and a lot of new people have come into the RV lifestyle, so we thought we would spend a little more time this week talking about Boondocker's Welcome, one of the great services out there for folks who want to save some money on the road and find interesting places to stay. So that's what we're up to. Plus, we have a report from the Burkitts. We've got lots of RV news and tips and your questions. And my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer. Hi, my dear.
Hello, Michael.
How are you?
I am doing terrific. I wish I could say the same for you.
Yes, I got another one of those colds. And we're a little late recording this. I went down to take Bo out. We're down at Okaloosa Island at our condo down here. And as I went out, there were a couple of women that were walking around our RV taking some pictures. And it was kind of fun. We met them. They actually live in a condo down the way a little bit here on the island. And they've been looking for something just like what we had. So I made some friends.
And Bo made some friends too.
Well, Bo is kind of weird. But I guess we should tell everybody.
They're going to take Bo away from us.
Well, yeah, maybe I shouldn't tell you because I don't want you to take Bo away. But a couple of things have happened with Bo. Many of you know we travel all around the country, and there's some places where you can't take your dog. And if it's warm out or we're going to be gone for extended periods of time, we use a service called Rover to find pet sitters. And we have done that across the country and been very happy with it, except for this time and maybe another time. We're not sure. So the first thing is this weekend we had him watched overnight. We had some local people.
Not just overnight.
And it was just from, you know, Friday morning until Saturday afternoon. And when we brought him back, it just didn't feel right. They couldn't get us out of there fast enough. Bo seemed fine. We got him home and
he was limping.
He was limping. He had diarrhea. A day or so later, he vomited. And he's just been lethargic. He has not felt right. And this limp has bothered us. Now, they said nothing happened. Everything's great. He was fine. Bye-bye. Go. And it just didn't feel right when we left him in. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, we didn't go with our gut instinct.
And our gut instinct was it was a little townhouse with a patio in back, and the dogs relieved themselves in the patio. And I remember saying, hey, please, our dog doesn't go on cement.
Patio.
He's trained to go on grass or outside. And he won't go on the patio because, you know, he sits on a patio all day and that's not where he goes. And we take him for walks. He won't do that. Well, clearly he hadn't. relieved himself.
Everybody's getting to hear the bow business.
Well, that really bothered me. And they also, one of the things that Rover lets you do is request that photos be sent of the dog and that they check in with you. And they didn't. I had to reach out to them and they said, everything's fine. They never did send photos. And we're trying to figure out what happened. Why is he limping? Did he get kicked? They had a little tiny, I mean, for a small lap dog type kennel there. And we worried, well, did they squeeze him in there? Did he get cramped up? You know, we just don't know.
And we figure it won't do any good to ask.
Yeah, we just don't know. So, you know, it's made me rethink the whole thing with Rover. We have not given a review on this couple because I can't say for sure what happened, except something happened that was not the same dog. And the longer issue is, I think we've mentioned this before, but somewhere along the line, either at doggy daycare or at another Rover, Bo had some incident involving women because he's terrified of women.
Carrying something.
If women, yeah, like these two women that we just met, they had cell phones in their hands because they were taking pictures of our RV. And it just scared. He was, you know, barking and his tail down and, you know, cowering and very frightened. And we've noticed this several times over the last...
Noticed it at a rest area. This man was petting Bo and everything was wonderful. Then his wife came carrying this purse and Bo was terrified. He started barking and trying to back up and get away. He was terrified of the woman. They all laughed and thought it was pretty funny. But that is not how Bo behaves.
So something somewhere along the line has frightened Bo and caused him to be afraid of women particularly. And we don't know. So... we're trying to figure that out, and don't take him away from us. We feel just terrible. It's hard. Let's just face it. You know, we all talk about how great it is to travel with dogs, and usually it is, but they do come at a cost, and it's hard to find people who will watch your dog and take care of it like their own, because it's not their own. And so we're still trying to work through that. But
we have had some marvelous experiences leaving our dogs.
Yes, we have. We've met some wonderful people with Rover, so I don't want to say that it's all Rover. You know, there's stuff I'm sure that slips through, and I guess we have to wrestle with what kind of a review we want to leave, because I can't say for sure other than my dog came back limping and sick and not feeling well.
And it was just overnight.
It was just overnight, so that's what's up. So we're still down in Florida. We've been doing a lot of traveling. Going back and forth, if you're a regular listener, you know that we have a grandson, Matthew, who's in his senior year of football in Albany, Georgia. And I'm making a video of his senior year of football. So we've been going to his games, traveling it works out to almost 500 miles round trip every weekend.
And we're delighted that we're able to do it.
And we had a good time. This time we've been working on, we've taken little back roads between there and Georgia and here in Florida. And we've been visiting these little tiny towns that have interesting names. And so we'll have a video up Thursday on what's in a name. And that's been really fun, hasn't it?
It has been fun.
And just learning the history of these little towns and what life is like. And so we'll take you with us on that. I think you'll find that. That's coming up Thursday.
This could be the last football game because they've got one playoff game, but I don't know how far away it's going to be.
Yeah, I think this will be it's the last regular season game. Mm-hmm. So, and then we'll have to get crunching on that movie for them. But
everything in life goes by so quickly, so enjoy it.
And it's been a privilege to be able to do this. So we're down here for probably a couple more weeks and doing some work on one of our 7-day adventure guides. We've got one coming out here on the first one will be on the Gulf Coast area of Florida. From basically Pensacola down to Naples along the Gulf Coast, 7 adventure stops along the way for you and places to stay, things to see. And we hope to have that out before Christmas. So those of you who are planning a trip can use that. And then very shortly thereafter, we'll have one on the East Coast, on the Atlantic side. So we have lots of things to check out here in Florida. And it's been really fun doing that. The Atlantic one will cover basically St. Augustine down to the Keys, and we'll be releasing that one right after the Gulf one. You give us a few weeks, but we'll have that then. So there you go. That's what we've been up to, and it's been a great fall. The weather has been awesome. We had a cool night the other night, but the temperature today is 75 degrees, and we got to go out and shoot a little bit more video after we record this podcast for the Thursday video. We're going to a little place called Niceville, Florida. Now, doesn't that sound like a good place to live?
It does.
We'll do that, and then we'll be ready to edit that
tomorrow.
And there's
a dog park in Niceville, so Bo will be happy.
He will. He will. All right, this part of the podcast is brought to you by our friends at Dish Outdoors. Dish Outdoors is just an amazing service for RVers. They have come up with a system that is geared strictly for RVers, in which you can get satellite HD service in your RV month by month. No long-term contracts, and you can move around all you want. The equipment that they have a bundle that is just an amazing little antenna called the Dish Playmaker antenna. And it's small. I actually mounted mine permanently on the roof of our Class C RV. You don't have to do that. You can haul it out and put it in front of your campsite. All you need to do is have a fairly clear view of the southern horizon. This is just a really small, easily transportable little Dish Outdoor antenna. And it's called, you know, as I said, the Dish Playmaker. And then the receiver that we have, this receiver package that comes for RVers, is really nice. It's tiny. It's very, very small. I put mine in an entertainment cabinet. It's called the Wally. And the whole deal, they sell that as a bundle for something like $348. That's really a great price. But because they're a sponsor of this podcast, if you use the coupon code RVLifestyle at checkout, they'll give you $50 off that. So you can get that whole bundle for just $298 using that RV Lifestyle discount. That's an awesome price. And I want to tell you, this is so easy to set up. The Dish Playmaker portable satellite antenna, it's all automatic. You just turn it on and bam, it locks into that satellite. And it's so great. You need to be stationary. You can't be driving and doing it because it would be confused and, you know, you'd have stuff in the way. But as soon as you pull into spot, activate that thing, have it find the satellite automatically. It's so neat. And it's really handy for RVers, particularly if you're boondockers like we are, to be way out in the middle of nowhere, to have access to local weather and all that stuff. You can get that through Dish, depending on what subscription you get. You check it out. We've got a link to it that we ask you to use, our little affiliate link to them. Actually, we don't get anything if you buy it. I shouldn't call it an affiliate link. It's just an easy link for you to go. And that is rvlifestyle.com/dish. rvlifestyle.com/dish. Check it out from Dish Outdoors.
News. Mike's got news. RV news, travel news, inside information and trends that shape the RV lifestyle. Here's the RV news of the week.
Yellowstone National Park is planning to do $75 million worth of road repair and maintenance beginning next year. Next summer, the park will replace the Pelican Creek Bridge, and visitors can expect delays along the east entrance road between Fishing Bridge and Indian Pond. Another lane is going to be added to the north entrance, and buildings there will be replaced. The whole project is expected to take 2 years, and folks, that means it was tough before. It's going to be a tough couple of years, and then it'll be good.
Yep, and that means you're going to have some traffic jams, but you know, if you've been to Yellowstone, that the infrastructure repair is really needed. Here's kind of a scary story and an interesting one. Now, all of us who love the outdoors know, particularly recently, in just the recent years, the importance of using bug spray to protect ourselves from ticks. So it was with keen interest that we read a story this week from Minnesota about a college professor and his students who spent some time collecting ticks from the Ithaca State Park in Minnesota last August. The professor and his students brought a mobile lab with them, and after collecting the ticks, they were able to analyze them in just a few hours. Listen to what they found out. They were looking to see if the ticks were carrying diseases, and they learned 25 to 30% of the adult ticks that they collected carried Lyme disease. That is a sobering reminder to all of us about how important it is to protect yourself when you're in the woods. I will put a link in the show notes for this episode, and you can read a story about ticks and how to protect yourself. But it's you really need to spend some time learning about this if you're being outside, because ticks are everywhere. They're increasing in number. And Lyme disease is a very serious disease. 25 to 30% of the adult ticks they found carried Lyme disease. Again, you can find that link. Just go to the show notes for this episode. It's rvlifestyle.com/267.
A Mississippi woman reported missing after telling her family she was visiting a national park in California. She was found after she spelled SOS with rocks. The woman's car was discovered in Sequoia National Park, and her SOS message was spotted by air 3 miles away. And the woman had just apparently gone on a hike, and she got lost. And when she was found, she was cold, thirsty, and hungry, but otherwise she was stable. That story really intrigued me, and I read a little bit more about it and discovered that she was a traveling nurse. She had a day off on October 23rd and the 24th. She was texting pictures to her daughter showing how beautiful everything was. And what happened is she wanted to see a sunset. And so she was rushing to get to a good spot so she could take pictures of the sunset. And then she got a little bit disoriented. And I started thinking, whoa, the 23rd, and they rescued her on the 28th. But what really saved her was that she found a clearing and she stayed put. She didn't keep wandering around. She was lucky she found a clearing, and she wrote SOS with rocks. And the SOS was like about 6 feet by 18 feet across. And everybody out there was looking for her. I mean, her daughter was thanking the National Park Service, California Highway Patrol, the U.S. Air Force, the Fresno County Sheriff Department, the San Francisco Police Department, the media. Everybody was doing their best to find this woman to help locate her. But this SOS, the old-fashioned way, because the planes were flying back and forth, you know, using their ultra-red technology.
Infrared stuff, yeah.
Trying to use the modern technology, and then they gave up on that, and they just started looking, and that's when they saw the SOS. So if you're lost, if you're lucky enough to find an open spot and find some loose rocks, that SOS worked.
It sure does.
But happy ending, because that's a long time. I know she took a little bit of food and water, but not enough for that long a time period.
Yeah. So what do you do? Well, we did an interview some time back, not that long ago, about camping and tips and all that stuff. And there's a link in the show notes again for that. You can just go to rvlifestyle.com/267. RVLifestyle.com/267, and you can find what we talked about there and how to stay safe out there. All right, here's one of the more, let's say, unusual stories we saw last week. It's from Parks Canada, and Parks Canada is asking the public to help them scoop up wolf poop on Vancouver Island's Pacific Rim National Park Reserve. Officials are calling the volunteers poop fairies. And they will provide training and safety items like gloves, thank you, and eyeglasses and GPS trackers. Officials hope that the wolf scat will help them understand more about what the wolves eat, where they go, and that will help officials reduce their contact with humans and keep everybody safer.
An RV caught on fire in Oceanside, California last weekend, and the flames spread to nearby bushes and apparently one other vehicle before firefighters had it under control. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The RV fire was one of several I've seen in the news the past week, which got me thinking of the importance of fire safety. A while back, we interviewed an expert on what you can do to reduce the likelihood of your RV accidentally catching a blaze. And to learn more, go to the show notes for this episode at rvlifestyle.com/267. Again, that's rvlifestyle.com/267.
This part of the podcast is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes, America's number one e-bike brand, offering direct-to-consumer pricing on powerful premium electric bikes, and now with free shipping. Rad Power Bikes, they're built for everything and they're priced for everyone. They have a number of different e-bike models that fit every possible variety of rider wants and needs you can imagine. They all can reach 20 miles an hour with zero pedaling. They give you the choice to ride pedal-free with throttle, or you can utilize 5 levels of pedal assist for that little extra boost, or you can combine the two, pedaling and the throttle. They're perfect for people who want to get back into bike riding. Maybe you're recovering from surgery or injury. Maybe you don't want to bring a tow vehicle with you, but you'd like something that will make it a little easier to get around in a campground. maybe explore the area a little bit on some of those nifty rail-to-trails out there. That any place you can ride a bicycle, you are legally allowed to ride one of the Rad Power bikes. You can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge. And the thing about Rad Power bikes is that they're priced often at less than half the cost of comparable bikes on the market, because that dealer retail markup chain is cut out, completely cut out. And if you mention RV Lifestyle at checkout, they'll give you an additional $75 off. Plus, they give you free shipping on all their bike models. Again, that coupon code RV Lifestyle to get that extra $75 off. Visit them at radpowerbikes.com.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of RV reporters have the answers. Here's one of our questions of the week.
All right, we've got some email questions. We've been doing voice messages for the last few weeks, and let's catch up on some of the email ones that came through. Hey, Mike and Jennifer, enjoy your videos and different points of view. Currently have a Winnebago Trend 1723D twin bed. The wife retired 3 years ago and decided she didn't want to put up with Northern Illinois winters anymore. So we're interested in the Lisa Travel Van Wonder rear twin bed model, which you did a video on. And we have a couple of questions. Number one, are the coach seats in front comfortable? And the answer is?
Yes.
Okay.
They're very comfortable.
All right. I don't know what else we can say about them. They use that, I forget what they call their leather, but they have this the special faux leather that they make that's just really comfortable. So, yeah, they're very comfortable. Two, did you have any problems with leveling at campsites? Not with the Wonder. We did not at all. Now, we didn't have to stay. We boondocked, I think, a couple of times, and I think we camped a couple of times, but we didn't have any problem leveling. Now, the unit we have now, which is the Unity, has automatic levelers, and oh my gosh, is that nice. That's the first thing we do when we get into a campsite. But the Wonder we had did not have them, and frankly, like most of our Class Bs, we didn't really have any issue with leveling. We always travel with those Lynx leveler blocks on units that don't have an automatic level, so that would have been able to use that if we'd found a place that needed a little assistance. But we didn't have any problems, and we had no major issues. Obviously, the Wonder, we only had it for 2 weeks. It was kind of a test drive, but we really liked it, and we were close to ordering one of those until we saw the Unity, which is the one we got.
Yep, I fell in love with it.
Yeah, it's very nice. I like having those twin beds always made up. So nice. Even Bo liked those.
Yeah, Bo was very happy.
All right. Hi, Mike and Jennifer. This comes from Gary. I own a Road Trek Adventurous RS. Do you have any updates as to when the Road Trek factory will be up and running again? Well, Gary, the last we heard was in September at RV Dealer Open House, where Road Trek, the new Road Trek owned by the Rapido Group of France, had a small display. And we asked the CEO and their marketing people, and they assured us they'd be up and running in October, October, November, and that's exactly where we are now. I sent them a note this morning and asked if they could update that, and they did not respond. So I don't know. They had said that they would have them, that start showing up in dealer showrooms right after the first of the year. Now, the key phrase is right after, so I don't know how close right after is.
They were selling a lot of them.
They were, they were signing up dealers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they sold any, but they were signing up dealers. I think they probably took some orders, so.
Yeah, so I'm at taking orders.
But I don't know if they are up and running or not. They did not respond to our request for information. One more question. We happened upon one of your YouTube videos and got hooked. Great information, terrific resource. Our biggest problem is deciding on a manufacturer that produces a quality product. We've decided on a C-class motorhome, but who builds a good one? We have heard of the poorly engineered and manufactured ones and really want a well-built and engineered motorhome. Any help would be appreciated. This is from Lloyd. We had that almost identical question from one of our viewers on our Ask Us Anything YouTube show this past Sunday night. Y'all know about that, podcast listeners, that every Sunday night at 7 o'clock we're live and answer questions live on YouTube on the RV Lifestyle channel there. Tune in every Sunday night, 7 p.m. But so I can only give you the same answer we gave there. We have not tried a great deal of Class Cs. The only ones we are familiar with are the one we have now, which they call a Class B plus, but technically it's a C, which is the Leisure Travel Van Unity. I could not be more happy with this RV. We've had it now since, I think we took possession early April, first week of April, first, second, right in there, I think second of April, end of March, early April. And we've had no problems with it. None. Have not had to bring it back. And it's been just...
And what do we got, 20,000 miles
on it? We have over 20,000 miles already. We have really been putting the miles on. And it's just been just a delight of an RV to have. We camp every weekend in it now that when we're down here in Florida, and we just say we miss camping in it. You know, we can't wait to get back in it, and that's saying a lot. You know, it's just really nice. We've spent some time in the Wayfarer made by Tiffin. Now, when I say we spent some time, we spent an afternoon hanging out in one in Albuquerque at La Mesa RV. And that is a Class C. This is the first Class C that Tiffin, which is a very well-respected family-owned motor coast company, makes. And it was a very nice unit. We thought it was excellent. We have heard good reports from friends who have the Winnebago View. Our friend Nick at Sunshine State RV sells the View. He speaks highly of it. Our friend Tomcat had a View, I think, and I believe our friend Laura Robinson has one on order, and they speak highly of it. We have had no firsthand experience with it, so I can't give you that. I just go back to the recommendation that we always have is check this. Just a personal thing from us is we try to pick family-owned manufacturers, and there's lots of reasons why we do that. It's just, you know, it's the family's name on the RV for one thing. You know, and we really would stress that. Try and get a family-owned operation. Some of these RV companies are so big. They have so many different brands that the logic to me is that, you know, if this brand doesn't work, we'll just replace it with another. It looks exactly the same, but they rebrand them or they change a couple little things. So I think the fewer the models that they have, the more they can concentrate on quality. Those are just little things that we look at. Listeners to this podcast, if you go to the show notes page, rvlifestyle.com/267, you can weigh in the comments on the blog and offer your advice for reliable Class Cs. But check around. I would go to our RV Lifestyle group on Facebook, ask that same question.
And I think that's the best advice you're giving right there, is to go to that group and ask what people think.
And that's just you can just go to rvlifestyle.com/Facebook, and it will take you to the group, and you have to ask to join. We do a little vetting to make sure you're not a spammer, and that you understand that we, you know, want to keep everybody happy, and nobody's blasting everybody else, and people are act respectfully and all that stuff. But you can ask that question on our Facebook group, and I know you'd get some helpful answers there as well. So give it a try. It's rvlifestyle.com/Facebook.
Hey, fellow travelers. Want to have your voice featured on the RV podcast?
Send us your questions or comments. Send an audio file to mike@rvlifestyle.com. Or better yet, use our RV podcast voicemail number, 586-372-6990. 586-372-6990.
We want to hear from you. Call 586-372-6990.
Well, this part of the podcast is brought to you by Battle Born Batteries, makers of quality, safe, and reliable lithium batteries that can be installed in just about every RV. Now, if you have wanted to go lithium, you've heard all the stuff about lithium. They are, I think, now the standard for years to come and what kind of coach batteries RVs should have. Lithium, they last longer, they charge faster, they charge faster. Fuller, they're maintenance-free, totally maintenance-free. The folks at Battleborn are experts, and they have Battleborn lithium batteries that can drop in whatever the system that you have in your RV, whether it's a Class A, a C, a B. They know all these configurations. You can check with them, and they can probably fix you right up with Battleborns. Just drop in and replace. That's what we did with our Unity. We have two of them in our Unity. And they also can match your lithium power system with the right cabling and inverter, charger, solar controller. We love the Battleborn system in our RV. We rely on it for our boondocking adventures. And if you're interested in learning more, just go to rvlifestyle.com/lithium. rvlifestyle.com/lithium. Talk with the Battleborn experts. You can also order through their website. They'll fix you up. They'll help you find an installer if you don't want to try this yourself. Be sure and tell them you heard about this on the RV Lifestyle travel blog and the RV Lifestyle podcast. All right, our guest in the interview of the week this section is Marianne Edwards of Boondockers Welcome. Now, we had Marianne on several years ago, but we've got so many new people listening to the podcast now and so many new RVers that may not be familiar with Boondockers Welcome. So we thought that we would reintroduce you to this this awesome service. It's one of the best resources available for RVers who are looking to find free places to overnight. Instead of having to pay that $50 a night rate at campgrounds just to overnight, you have more than 2,000 our Boondockers Welcome hosts around North America who make their property available to you. Some of them even have hookups. You just need to be a member of Boondockers Welcome. And we think that it's important to have her on right now because this awesome service is going to have a price increase as of November 15th. That's going to go up to $50 a year from the current $30 a year. But if you subscribe now, or if you're a current subscriber and you renew, you grandfathered in at that rate forever, at $30 a year. You don't have to pay that extra rate. But you got to do it before the 15th of the month, before November 15th, 2019. We are big fans of Boondockers Welcome, and we think if you haven't checked them out, you can go to rvlifestyle.com/boondockerswelcome, all one word, rvlifestyle.com/boondockerswelcome, and you can lock in that special price. But right now, I want you to meet Marianne Edwards from Boondockers Welcome and listen to her talk about how this service started and just exactly what's involved. Marianne Edwards, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while.
Great. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Let's talk about Boondockers Welcome for a while. It's been a couple, 3 years at least since we've had you on, and there are a lot of new listeners to the podcast and a lot of RVers who started off in campgrounds and are growing increasingly disenchanted with that and are attracted to the idea of getting out of those, I call them tinaminium complexes, that surrounded by all these monster RVs 10 feet away from them. And why boondocking appeals. And let's talk about Boondockers Welcome. First of all, exactly what is Boondockers Welcome?
Okay, it's a free overnight parking online service that matches up RVers with private property owners. Essentially, we've been dubbed driveway surfing for RVers. So we have almost 2,000 hosts across North America now who are able to open up a spot on their private property to allow traveling RVers to spend a night or two. It's not meant to be a destination place, but a night or two or three, up to five nights. Many of them, aside from boondocking, which is, of course, how we got the name, which just means dry camping and a free place to park. It's always free. They don't charge. But many of them also are able to extend electricity if they have it, or water. About 75% of them are able to offer that as well. We do ask guests to offer to compensate a host for any costs if they use those type of hookups. But otherwise, aside from joining the website and using it to find hosts, guests really are not paying anything for camping when they stay with those hosts.
Tell us,
than the free aspect, the best part is meeting the local people.
Sure, being friends, making new friends. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And they know the area. They can tell you where to go, what restaurant, lend you a tool maybe.
Sure, what things to see. I've never heard of anybody that has stayed at a Boondockers Welcome place that hasn't come away with a new set of friends. But talk about what kind of places these are. This is a private property, and where are they located, and what do they range between? I'm sure you have all different types in there with over 2,000, almost 2,000 plus hosts now, so and more every day. So what are those sites like?
Well, it all depends on the individual who is able to offer somewhere to park. So many of them are rural. Equally, many are in urban areas. Some places that you would never be able to find any other option for parking for free. So it's as wide-ranging as the people who own the properties. They're across North America, Canada, and the United States predominantly, but we also have some hosts who discovered us by traveling in North America usually and have gone back to Europe or Australia or New Zealand or wherever they're from, and they've decided that they can host as well. So we're building that host base a little bit more internationally now as well.
I should point out, I'm in an area of Florida where it's almost impossible to get a spot to camp or spend the night unless you book months or years, over a year in advance in some cases. I just did a search a little bit ago on Boondockers Welcome on your website, and we'll put a link in the show notes for everybody to find. I put a link there, and lo and behold, there are three places right around me in this very popular resort area in the Emerald Coast of Florida, where there are Boondocker Welcome hosts who invite you to stay free on their property. And it's like that across North America. Now, it's free to stay there. What about joining Boondockers Welcome? And there's an incentive over the next couple weeks for people to join right away. Would you explain that to us?
Sure. Yes, it's free to stay with a host. It's also free to look like at the website and see every detail of every host location we have and everything that they offer. But in order to be able to contact a host and send them a stay request, you will need a guest privileges subscription. So hosts, they sign up for free. There's no cost at all to offer to host. And by doing so, they actually can avoid paying altogether if when they're on their own travels, by actually accumulating credits. So for every guest that visits them, we give them 3 months of free guest privileges. And they don't have to use those up right away. If they are planning to travel in the future, maybe they don't even, we have quite a few hosts that don't even have their RV yet who are just, you know, getting ready to travel in a year or two. They can save those up and use those credits 3 months at a time when they're ready to travel. But if you don't have a location where you can offer parking for an RV, and it can be just for a small B-class RV. It doesn't have to be a space that will fit one of those monster ones. If you can't offer it at all, and we totally understand not everyone can, then there is an annual subscription fee, and that's how we fund this project. So the fee up until November 15th, so within 3 weeks here, is $30 per year U.S. Hosts who haven't accumulated enough credits yet they want to travel, but they have listed an active host location, they pay only half that. So they get a 50% discount right away. So the incentive is to join up before the 15th if you haven't already got an active guest privileges
and
subscription.
After the 15th, it goes to how much?
It goes to $50
so from
U.S.
Right now for $30 a year. Yeah. And that $30
That's
a year
right.
is good, as I understand it, every year, right?
Yes, if you have, once you have an active guest privileges subscription or you have a host location, an active host location listed on the website, then you're grandfathered into our old rate of $30.
So
you will not have
to pay that $50 that it's going to be for new members after the 15th. That's right.
As long as you maintain an active subscription, you're going to keep paying the $30 going forward forever. Or if you can also stop paying and then join again in a few years, but it will be 50 after that.
So. Marian Edwards, how did you and your husband get started? Your husband is your partner in this, I know, Randy. And how did you guys start in this?
Randy and I have been traveling for almost 20 years in our RV and predominantly boondocking. I know you and Jennifer do a lot of boondocking as well, and that has been sort of our go-to. We don't really make a lot of reservations. We do stay in campgrounds, but we really enjoy the real freedom and just the being able to go at the spur of the moment with boondocking. However, we realize that there's not a lot of that in the more populated areas. We do a lot of travel in the Southwest where there's a lot of public land that we could do that. And we've met a lot of people on our travels who we then often will get an invitation from them to come and visit them and just park on their property. We've done the same over the years, invited people to come and stay because we've got a nice little spot here in in Ontario, a nice little tourist town where we live, and we've got extra space for any size of RV to park. So that's kind of how we came about the idea. And I also happened to have a niece who was couch surfing at the time. And if you've heard of couch surfing, it's where people actually, it's usually young people that use it mostly. They can travel all over the world and stay in people's homes. With Boondockers Welcome, we call it driveway surfing, and we realized, it should be something that would be a lot easier because RVers don't really need to get into your home. They have everything they need with them. So that's how the idea started. And yes, Randy is my partner for traveling. He's my husband, but my partner in Boondockers Welcome is actually another relative. It's my daughter. She's the brains behind the website. She created the website. She's a computer engineer, and if it wasn't for her, it wouldn't exist because it's a pretty complicated website.
Now, but it's a very easy to use website. I mean, just plug in where you want to go or the dates, and it'll return all sorts of information. Do you have plans to make an app out of it? Right now, it is a website, but how about an app?
Exactly. That is a lot of people have been asking for that, and we realize in our own travels how much handier would be to be able to have an app. It's right now the website is totally mobile friendly, so you can use it on your phone or your tablet, but you do need to be on data to be able to use it. So we are developing an app. That is not Anna's forte. She's developed the website, but we will be with this part of this increase in pricing will go towards that. And a few other ventures we have in mind.
Well, that is, it's great. The site is Boondockers Welcome. We've been members for years. It is handy. I think the thing we said right at the very top, besides being able to find a free place to stay, often delightful places, far removed from civilization, but also right in the middle of urban areas where you want to be if you're, you know, in an area, you're visiting an area and you want to see the city. But I think the best benefit is, every host at a Boondockers Welcome has just been a delight that we have encountered. And we just hear so many stories of people and friendships that are formed. And that's part of the joy of RVing is being connected with that community, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think I may have mentioned anyone that can go online even before they pay us anything at all and see all the hosts, what they offer, but you can also see the reviews left by previous guests, and you know that like we're hearing these stories all the time, even aside from the reviews, about how wonderful the connections are that people are making.
Well, Boondockers Welcome is the website, and there's some incentive there. We'll have a link in the show notes for our audience to click. We are one of your affiliates, your many affiliates. That means we get a small little percentage of whatever they end up signing up for. It doesn't change the price to them, but it kind of helps us, and we always appreciate that. So we will put links on our show notes for this, and next step for me is next time we're in Ontario, we're going to see if we can get a Boondockers Welcome site with the Edwards. So we look forward to meeting you in person.
We'd love to have you.
All right.
We'd love to meet you in person. That'd be great.
Marian, thank you so much for telling our audience about Boondockers Welcome. All right. You can learn more about it. Just go to rvlifestyle.com/boondockerswelcome. The interview of the week is brought to you by SunshineStateRVs.com, where every new motorhome is delivered to the customer free anywhere in the continental U.S. That's right. You can buy from these guys and they'll deliver it. They'll take it to your driveway. That's pretty good service, huh? Sunshine State RVs, they're in Gainesville, Florida, but use their website from wherever you are when you're shopping for an RV. You know, it's very hard to find small motorhomes, Class B, B pluses, small Cs. It's really hard. Not at Sunshine State RVs. They sell a full line of new and used small motor homes that you need to check if you're in the market. They've got everything from the most popular brands that are out there, in new models right now on their lot, like the Winnebago Travato, the Winnebago Era. If you're looking for Class B, the Coachman, they have the Coachman Beyond in stock. They have the American Patriot, the Fleetwood IROC, and many more. Now, if you're looking for a used RV, it is the largest used small motor home inventory in North America by far. They have in stock right now previously owned RVs ranging from the early 90s to the current year, everything in between, from brands like Pleasureway, Winnebago, Leisure Travel Vans, Coachman, Road Trek, and more. You will not find a wider selection of used small motorhomes anywhere else in North America. Sunshine State RVs is the website. And the thing that is, we really are impressed with is that all of their motorhomes go through this 172-point inspection. They make sure beforehand, before you take possession, that all the mechanical and manual systems are in top condition. They road test. They make sure it runs and drives the way it should. They go over the interior, and their used RVs are thoroughly cleaned and detailed inside and out. They even check the roof for cracks, and they replace any silicone caulking that's necessary up there. You check them out. Tell me you heard about them on the RV podcast. SunshineStateRVs.com.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path,
a unique RV podcast travel suggestion you probably won't find in a guidebook. Here's Mike.
And as usual, this time of the program, every week on the RV podcast, time to check into our Off the Beaten Path reporters, Tom and Patty Burkett.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. All along the Rocky Mountains, from Canada to Mexico, you can find hot springs. Some are famous and marked by gracious resorts like Banff, Alberta, and Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Some are utilitarian like Radium Springs and Jackson Springs, Montana. And some, lesser known and less developed, are mostly at the service of their local communities. We came across one of these in White Sulphur Springs, Montana. It's now the Spa Hot Springs Motel and Clinic, with a couple of swimming pools and an indoor soaking tub.
The springs have been in use since antiquity. Native Americans agreed among themselves that even though their tribes might be at war, there would be no fighting at the springs, so all could make use of their healing waters. Eventually, a traveling fur trader set up a cabin here, charging for the use of a pool he built, and offering medical whiskey to supplement the healthful properties of the springs. The land and business were later purchased by a doctor, who promoted the same virtues to his patients.
Enter John Ringling of circus fame. With his entertainment empire blooming, John came to Montana looking to extend his reach into ranching and railroads. He was taken with the commercial potential of the hot springs and bought the property in 1903. After building a grand house in White Sulphur Springs, he encouraged his nephew Richard to move west and begin a cattle and sheep ranch outside the little town of Leader. When John finished building the White Sulphur Springs and Yellowstone Park Railway in 1910, Leader was renamed Ringling. John's empire came crashing down with the financial collapse of 1929 and the ensuing depression, but Richard made a success of the ranch business, passing it on to his sons. Just this year, the ranch went up for sale, about 9,000 acres of beautiful Montana bottomland. It can be yours for just under $10 million.
Back in White Sulphur Springs, you can drive by the Ringling Mansion on Main Street, and for a few dollars, spend as long as you like soaking in the pools at the hot springs. You'll be surrounded by life-size murals created by Montana artist Michael Mahoney. Patty was changing after her soak, chatting with a local woman who suggested we should stick around for the evening because a really good band was going to be playing tonight at Bar 47. The hunters are in town, she said, so there's a lot of live music on the weekends. It gets pretty wild sometimes.
In that same conversation, I found out about Sarah Calhoun. Sarah was an Outward Bound instructor and a crew leader for SCA, the Student Conservation Association. She settled in town and determined to start a business making quality work pants for women. It was a lack she'd felt for all of her years working in the outdoors. With the help of a production designer who used to work for Patagonia, she started Red Ants Pants. Made in the USA, these pants are customizable and have become steadily more popular among women who work in outdoor jobs.
We love a good soak, especially on a cold day. And even though some folks might like to spend the chilly months along the Gulf Coast or in the sunny Southwest, there's nothing like sitting up to your neck in 100-degree water while the snowflakes drift down around you. Come to think of it, a hot tub might be just the thing up there at Tequamanon Falls in January at the winter freeze-out get-together. Maybe we'll see you there. If not, we'll look for you somewhere else out here off the beaten path.
What's happening? Time now to check the RV calendar of events and gatherings you need to know about.
I think that idea of a winter soak hot tub would be pretty nice up there at Tequamanon Falls.
It sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, I wish we could find one out there. That would be great. All right, Tom, you will be there at our winter camp out in January, so we'll put you in charge of that. All right, here's the RV calendar of events. There are at least four big RV shows around the country between now and Thanksgiving that I want to tell you about. The first one, November 7th through the 10th at the Portland Metro Dealers RV Show at the Portland Expo Center. That's in Portland, Oregon, November 7th through the 10th. November 14th through the 17th at the South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm Beach, Florida. It's the West Palm Beach RV Show. November 15th through the 17th at the Georgia International Horse Park in Conyers, Georgia. It's the Great American RV Show in Conyers. And the last one is November 16th through the 17th, and that's the Sand, Water, and RV Expo in beautiful Lake Havasu State Park, Lake Havasu, Arizona. Links to all of these shows, you can click, find out more information available in the show notes page right on our RV Lifestyle website. Just go to rvlifestyle.com/267.
And that wraps up another episode of the RV Podcast with Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
New episodes are released every Wednesday, and the best way to stay connected is to subscribe to the RV Podcast.
We're in all the popular podcast apps, and you can also listen on the rvlifestyle.com travel blog.
Till next time, happy trails, fellow travelers. We'll be looking for you down the road.
All right. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the podcast. We'll see you here next Wednesday. Every Wednesday, a new podcast episode is released. We'll see you then.
Happy trails.